Now the quartet reads from the mailbag.
This first letter is from the South Pacific War Zone. A new fellow came to the island where we are who is a real Christian and didn't know where to find Christian fellowship. So the first thing he did was to wear his T-shirt with Pinebrook written on it. And before the day was over, someone told him about the 403rd Chapel, the chapel my brother attends, where the chaplain knows the Lord Jesus and preaches his word. The following Thursday, this fellow came to the chapel and told his story. They all had a good time together in the Lord.
From Missouri, a young woman writes, "Dear Mr. Crawford, your program has been a favorite of mine for about a year now. I feel so deeply about it that any words I could say sound just a little silly. I remember a sermon I heard once, which called saved souls Christians, diamonds shining in this world. That's what your program is to me, a beautiful, bright diamond of God, throwing out its wonderful rays of light for all. May our dear Lord bless you and be with you, and cause that light to shine brighter and brighter."
From Oklahoma, a soldier writes just a few lines to let you know that several of us fellows here at the Naval Air Technical Training Center enjoyed listening to your program this morning. We heard it over station KOCY in Oklahoma City, and it sure is an inspiration to us. We have been listening to you before, but now I thought I would let you know that we've been hearing you.
From Pennsylvania, a young man writes, "I thought that I would like you to know that on May 28th, I started on my 10th year as a Christian. The Lord used you to bring me under conviction of sin. I do praise him for the joy of being a child of his, and I do pray that the Lord may use you to bring many more souls to him."